Song. Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 32, Pretoria 33, Polokwane 29. Delegates at the EFF conference have elected new leadership to guide the party for the next 5 years. Julius Malema was re-elected uncontested as president for a third term. Anastasia Mokgobo reports.
Godrich Gadi, a close ally of Malema, has been elected as the new deputy president. The position had been vacant since Floyd Chibambo's move to the MK party. Gadi faced a challenge from Esther Molepo, a delegate from his home province of Mpumalanga, who nominated herself for the role. However, Molepo did not secure enough support to meet the nomination threshold. Marshal Dlamini and Omphile Maoto retained their positions as secretary general and treasurer general, respectively. The party's former spokesperson, Leanne Mateys, has been elected as the deputy secretary general. And Nontando Noluchungu is the new national chairperson. The conference is expected to wrap up today with a closing address by the newly elected president. Anastasia Mokgobo, Jacaranda FM News at Nasrec.
Life-Saving South Africa says more needs to be done to educate people about water safety to reduce the number of drownings. At least three people lost their lives to these types of incidents in KwaZulu-Natal this week. Life-Saving SA's Mizi Mandiwaba says water safety awareness and education can help prevent tragedies.
If ever you're going to the ocean, we have what we call the rip currents that are there. And the rip currents are very dangerous, and then they always lead to drowning. And most of the time, the highest number of people that are drowning is those who are under the age of 1 year up until to 14 years, as well as the young adults. South Africa is not a swimming nation. It is important that you teach your children to learn how to swim. It is not always late.
Police have seized crystal meth worth 6 million rand hidden in a wooden snooker table at OR Tambo International Airport. Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says the drugs destined for Australia were discovered during a crime intelligence operation. She confirmed that no arrests have been made and an investigation is underway.
We are following up on all leads to determine the origin of the drugs in South Africa, as well as who delivered the consignment for import. These drug busts should continue to send a stern warning to all drug traffickers and drug cartels that police are on high alert at Africa's largest port of entry.
And 39 people have been killed in two attacks in recent days in western Niger, near the border with Burkina Faso. The frontier lands between Niger, Mali and Burkina Faso have long been a hideout for jihadists linked to the Islamic State group Al-Qaeda and those who have waged an insurgent war against the government. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofnestuur die EFF verkiesende leierskap.
So wat het hulle gekry by OR?
Crystal meth.
In what?
A snooker tafel.
Can you believe it? In a snooker tafel, ja. Wonder wat met daai wit bal gaan gebeur.
Ja. High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Your life.